begin to speak in tongues. They say, well, we don't need to speak in tongues today. We don't need to speak in tongues. According to what the book of Acts says, where they sit there and they waited until they was endowed with power from on high. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost came in as a mighty rushing wind and it set upon them. Come on. It's cloven of fire. We need to go back and get the fire. Come on. You know when the original saints, when those people will lay their hands on you or when they will say something according to the word of God, they said it with power and authority. Mm-mm-mm. People were healed. They were delivered. They were set free. Such as us we getting ready to do next week. You talking about revival? There was revivals. People were getting healed. People were getting out the wheelchairs. Come on. People were getting healed of sickness, diseases that the enemy tried to attack their bodies. Come on. Things were because the power of God was so present and the power of God was so strong. But now we have took a back seat. Some of us, there's some people still believe in the word of God. They still believe what the holiness is right. I cannot compromise and begin to say, call right wrong and wrong right. If it's wrong, according to the standards of the word, we got to go back and use the authority and the power. I can't compromise to be your friend. We got to be holy. We got to live right. Apostles, we got to do right. We got to be what the words told us to be. Come on. We are to rule. We are to rule. Come on. We are to govern. Hallelujah. We are to build. We got to build these people back up. Come on. Take this thing off of you. Come on. Take this thing off of you. Come on. Take the eyes of the people off of you and point them towards God. Come on. Point them back towards the original. Come on. Hallelujah. Take them off and let God be magnified. Let the Holy Ghost be magnified. Let the Holy Ghost in you be lifted up. Without God, without the Holy Ghost, we can't do nothing. Except the Lord do what? Keep the city. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. We got to go back and get the Holy Ghost for real. And stop making excuses. Oh, I will. You can't live right without the Holy Ghost. You can't stop doing what you're doing without the Holy Ghost. You don't lose the fear of God. If you could get in the pulpit and do all what you want to do, say what you all want to say, because it's a secret. That desk is sacred. We couldn't even walk across the pulpit when we were coming up because they respect the house of God. We couldn't even bring nothing in there to drink. Now we bring cookies, we bring candy, we bring all this stuff and sit right there and eat it in the presence of God. The Holy Ghost is so precious. Do you have it? Because you can get it. I just went this way today. I know. The Holy Ghost is a keeper. The power of the word when you use it. And you can't use it without having the Holy Ghost. You unauthorized if you try to use the word and you don't have the Holy Ghost. Uh-oh. You're unauthorized. You don't have that authority. You don't have that power to use the word. Come on. You are a renegade. you are, guess what, an imposter. Come on, because Jesus already said, no man cometh unto me but by the Spirit, except the Spirit draw him. Oh, my goodness. So, if you come any other way, stand up on a service on Sunday, and you hear a good word where the choir don't sound real good, and you hear a good story, because that's what they're telling now, instead of preaching this gospel like it is, a good story, a rhyming story, or we finna close with a story. No. Open with the word, close with the word. Because they say you're clean through a story. Uh-oh. He didn't say you ain't clean. He said you are clean through the word, which I will have spoken unto you. Let me close with a story. No. You are clean through the word, and it takes the Holy Ghost with power to do what? To bring this word. It takes the Holy Ghost with power to do what? Bring demonstration and action. Come on. Because after the Holy Ghost come, we seen in the book of Acts what happened. Demonstration came in. It came in like a mighty rushing wind, and it sit upon them. Come on here. As close to tongues of fire, they begin to speak with tongues. And they understand every man in his own devout language. Come on. That's the sign. Speaking in tongues is the sign, according to what the word, the evidence of his power in his Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us. And what the tongues does, it brings you communication with God. It brings you in communication with God. Come on. You're talking to God. You're talking to God. Come on. A lot of people get tongues mixed up with prophecy. Come on. Hallelujah. You're talking to God when you begin to speak in tongues. You're communicating with God. The enemy don't understand what you're saying. That's why he told him in the book of Jude, he said what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves. Uh-oh. That's why we don't have the power like we should have. Because nobody's praying in the spirit. Nobody is building up themselves like they should. We're building on everything else. We're building on hearsay. We're building on who did what to me. No, come on, let's get in the spirit. Let's begin to build up ourselves on our most holy faith. Oh, my God. And we begin to see when we got this power. We begin to see because what they did after they received power. The Bible said that the apostles did what? They turned the city upside down. Hallelujah. They turned the city upside down. When the last time you turned the city upside down, it was on the inside of you. Hallelujah. When the last time you brought peace to a circumstance that tried to turn into a something else. Come on. The Holy Ghost brings peace. The Holy Ghost. Come on. It's a keeper. It is a leader. It's guide you. We need power. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. The original church used to sing a song, power, power, Lord. We need power. We need power because things are getting ready to hit the earth. Things have hit the earth. Come on. We need some power that's going to be able to keep us through it. Come on. And that's the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Your bank account ain't going to keep you. I'm telling you. Oh, there you go. Talk about money. No, your bank account ain't going to keep you. Your worldly goods ain't going to keep you. Come on. All this stuff is going to pass away. It's good for now because we're here. And some parts of it ain't no good. But you got the Holy Ghost inside of you and you got the word. You got the dunamis power on the inside of you. Come on. You're going to make it through it once you do what? Receive the Holy Ghost because you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now he comes upon us, but guess what? He lives in us. He resides in us. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you have power? Do you have dunamis power? Do you have the power to heal, the power to deliver, power to set free? Come on, power to speak into the atmosphere. See, we don't want to go nowhere where they just going to tickle our flesh and not challenge the God in us. Not challenge us to walk upright, to live right, to talk right. We want to go somewhere where they're compromised. We want to go somewhere where they say, well, it's okay to slip in a minute or two because God know your heart. Because a minute or two you slip, guess what? That could be the time he called and he come back for you. My brother or my sister. He said, be ye holy for what? Somebody type it in. Be ye holy for what? For I am holy. He said, come off and among them. Come on. Come off and among them and be separated. When you got the Holy Ghost, you come off and among all this stuff. Oh, my God. Because why? You're separated. He said, be separated from this. He separates us. He separates us from all this stuff that's going on without the power, without the Holy Ghost. But we found ourselves walking into it because why? We have not received the Holy Ghost as we say we have. Because when you got the Holy Ghost, you can't walk in anything. You can't be around in and everything when you got the Holy Ghost. Come on. It won't let you. It won't let you rest. It won't let you rest. We're talking about the Holy Ghost and we're talking about power today. You need the Holy Ghost. It comes with power. You need the Holy Ghost, my friend. It comes with power. I don't care where you at. You need the Holy Ghost. You need some power to endure. You need some power to come through, to come out. You can't make it on your own. Why? Because Jesus himself, he sent his, he went away himself. Come on here. And then he came back. Come on here. As he said, hallelujah. He was risen from the dead. He was risen. Listen, I got to go to the phone lines. I got to go to the phone lines. The phone lines are going to be opening. It's opening now for you to call in, for you to touch and agree. I'm going to touch and agree with you. And we'll talk about the power of the Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of you and I. He lives on the inside of you and I. Come on. It's yours for the asking. It's yours for the asking. If you believe God, you can receive it. You say, well, Apostle, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Again, it's simple. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Again, you don't have to write a letter. Again, you don't have to wait 3 days for a opinion for us to go discuss it to see if you're going to be accepted in. Automatically, you accepted into the presence of God. When you believe, when you repent and you believe and you turn, you believe and he comes right into your life. Come on. It ain't up to nobody. It ain't up to nobody to prove him. And then you just don't stop there. You continue to seek him. You ask him, Lord, give me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Give me the gift. Let me have the Holy Ghost. Because why? Again, the Holy Ghost is a keeper. It'll lead you. It'll guide you into what all truth, according to what the words say. This is what we believe. Things are going to occur. Yes, things are going to come. But you got the Holy Ghost. It'll help you. It'll lead you. It'll guide you. It'll comfort you while you yet walking through it. You got the power to turn. You got the power to stop doing what you are doing. Because why? The Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you. Hallelujah. You can't pull it out. It's on the inside of you. So when you go to do wrong, the enemy set up camp, God will show you. He'll let you know. No, it's what the Holy Ghost, it'll alert you. Come on. Hallelujah. If you're out there today, the phone lines are open for you, my brother, my sister. Air code 321-632-1000. Come on. Hallelujah. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the power, the indwelling of the Holy Ghost since you believe? Come on. Hallelujah. Again, hallelujah. We got to have it. Don't let nobody tell you. You don't have to have it. Try running your car without gas. Try running your car without the oil, transmission oil. Come on. Try running your car without fluids, the water. Come on. Try. See what's going to happen. A good mechanic will tell you. And a person that don't know too much about cars. No, he got to have gas to run. Some of you don't been ran out of gas before. And somebody, I don't know why this car won't crank up. You see it's laying on E. Same way it is in the spirit realm. You got to have the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is the power. It's the keeping power. It's the enduring power to keep us. Again, he took us out of it. He said, come off from among them. Be ye separated. So we don't do what they do. We don't say what they say. We don't be at heart like they have. They heart been changed because our heart, he's in one place is dripping. He says, such as you were one time. But I've given you my word. I've given you power to come out to frame from this. So now we must go back and do what? Strengthen. Let our brothers and sisters know that you can come out of this. I did. He brought me out. Why? Because the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you and I. Come on. Phone lines are open. Again, this is Friday the 9th. The phone lines are open for you Come on, we'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. We'll believe God with you. It's about time for your miracle. Come on, my friend, my brother. Come on. Again, area code 321-632-1000. And he will bring you out. And he will deliver you. Why? Through his word. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't make the word of God none effect through unbelief. Don't make the word of God none effect because you don't feel that this, you got to have all this. Yes, all this work. Again, the car runs on different things. The car runs, need oil, the car need gas, come on here, the car need water, come on, hallelujah. In order for this car to run properly, it need brake fluid, all this work together. And this is what the Holy Ghost does. All it does work together. The Holy Ghost got all this in. It's got power. It's got fire. It's got keeping power. All of this run together. Come on. Hallelujah. We know when we go in to have our car service, we know there are things we're gonna need done. Why? Because we're driven over the period of time and things wear out. So in the natural, so in the spirit, the Holy Ghost keeps us. It keeps us up to date. Come on. It keeps us. Come on. Tune up. Come on. It keeps us running sufficiently. It keeps us running so we don't run into hatred and allow it to hold in our hearts or whatever the case may be. Because that ain't going to work with the Holy Ghost on the inside too. All right. Again, thank you, prophetess. Again, from there you go. Thank you, Evangelist Patty. Hallelujah. The number, error code 321-632-1000. You say, Pastor, I want to wait till you get through talking. No, you could call in right now. And I stop in the mid-air, stop talking, and pray with you, and touch and agree with you, or invite you in to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you call in, hallelujah, you make your request known, hallelujah, we'll answer it, and we'll pray with you, and we'll believe God with you. Because the same power, the same Holy Ghost that we're talking about is able to do the sin of all we think or ask if we believe his word, because his power is life in the word. The lines are open for you, my brother. It's open for you, my sister. Come on. Hallelujah. You say, well, I don't know. I don't want to call in, and I don't want my voice over the airways. Come on. Hallelujah. You can type it in on the screen if you're there, and you're watching. I'll pray for you. I'll believe God with you. Come on. Hallelujah. But see, the Holy Ghost, when you got the Holy Ghost, it won't let you be ashamed. It won't let you be fearful. Come on. When you got it. But when you're trying to get it. Hallelujah. When you want something, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to get it, I'm going to get it. I want it. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, we wait for your call. The engineer is waiting to bring you on. He's put you on through to me. Come on. Again, thank you for putting up the number. Those of you that cannot see it, I repeat it again. Error code 321-632-1000. Praise our God. Hallelujah. God will do exactly what he said he's going to do. He's going to bring you out. He has brought you out. Some of you are probably saying, how did I make it this far? But it's by the grace of God. It's by the grace of God because somebody is praying for you. Somebody's praying for you, or somebody have prayed for you. Come on. Hallelujah. He can do this, and he will do it because he's a healer. He's a deliverer. And he will bring you out if you can what? Only believe it. If you can only what? Just confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And if you ask him for the gift of the Holy Ghost, he'll give it to you. That freely give it to you. You can't buy it. He'll give it to you. It's a gift. Come on. Come on, my friend. Hallelujah. Phone lines are waiting for you. Again, we are waiting for you. Error code 321-632-1000. God will do it. God can and he will. Be not afraid. Come on. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear. But here we go again. With power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, a sound mind, power, love, and a sound mind. When you got the Holy Ghost, you got a sound mind. You're not like the tossed like the sea, to and fro, like the waves of the sea. You're not tossed like that. Come on. Don't know what day you're, when they did. No, you got a sound mind. You got peace. You got calm. Even though we're going through situations, circumstances, even though things are knocking against us, but we know this when and having the Holy Ghost, being confident in this one thing, being confident in His Word, that I know He is a deliverer. I know He is a healer. I know He can bring us out. Once we walk in the Word and the power of the Holy Ghost, we can do this. Come on. Amen. Amen. If we look back, this is the roadmap. If we look back at the patriarchs of the Word of God, when they went through different things, the only difference that they had with back then, they had Him hands on. They was right there with Him. They sat at the table with Him. They talked with Him. They touched Him. The only thing different now, He's not walking with us. He's in us. That's the greatest. He's in us. Back then, they had Him with them. They walked with Him. They talked with Him again. Come on. They seen things hand on. They seen the miracles that was performed. Now, He lives on the inside of us, and we see the miracles that He do through our lives. He brings us out. Come on. I'm waiting. The engineer is waiting. Come on. Somebody call in. Those of you, come on. Call in, my brother. Give it up. Call in, my sister. Call in for peace. Call in for help. Because the Holy Ghost is a leader. It's a guide. And it will help you. It will keep you. Come on, somebody. All we need to do is surrender. All we need to do is just let the Lord have His way. And He will do exactly what He said. While we're waiting, time is getting close, and I won't be able to take no more calls. Time is getting close, my friend. Come on. Will you be that one that step out and call in and say, Apostle, could you pray for me and pray with me, or pray for me, touch and agree with me? The power of touch and agree is very important. Could you lead me to the foot of the cross? I don't know how to get there. I don't know. Please. And I thought I was in right standing with God, but I'm not for sure. But when you're in right standing with God, you know. When you got the Holy Ghost, you know. I'm here to lead you. I'm here to guide you into all truth according to what the Word said He would do. That's my job. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, thank you for putting the numbers up. Those of you that have put it up, thank you for those that responded. Amen. Back with your comments. Thank you. I can't read all of them on the air, but I'm thanking you. God bless you. Listen, I want you to know God is still who He is. And He's going to do exactly what He says He's going to do. Just do what? Trust God. Trust God. Submit yourself unto Him. Commit thy ways unto Him. Come on. 2 minutes, caller. I got 2 minutes. 2 minutes for you, ma'am. 2 minutes for you, mother. Come on. Well, and then in this, somebody want to call and say Happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry. Happy Mother's Day to your mother. She may be listening. Call in. Or your godmother, or somebody that you feel is a mother to you. I got 2 minutes. Come on, call in right quick and just say Happy Mother's Day. That's all we have to do. It ain't no gimmies, no tricks. Come on. Hallelujah. There is somebody. You're going through it. Guess what? I know a man that will bring you out. I know a man, and his name is Jesus, that will deliver you, heal you, and set you free. Come on, somebody. Amen. You got to wait and call in. You go to call in, I'm not going to be able to answer the phone call. Come on. You got a little time, short time there. Error code 321-6321. 1 minute left for the callers. 1 minute. 1 minute. Hallelujah. But again, say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen. Those of you that have raised children, amen. You might not be your biological children, but you raised them, and you be took on the role of a mother. We say Happy Mother's Day to you too, amen. Happy Mother's Day to you too, because you stepped in and you took that role on as their mother, and you nourished them. Hallelujah. And you raised them up in the fear of admonition of God. We want to say Happy Mother's Day to you. Praise God. Thank God for you again. Next week, Monday night. Come on, Monday night. Revival starts where? 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, where yours truly is, the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. It's going to be something in the place. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. That is my in the call list. So if you try to call in now, you will not get me. You will not get me because that ends the call, waiting for the callers to call in. But I'm telling you, Monday night. Well, meet us there Sunday morning. Well, as a matter of fact, meet us there tonight. We have Friday night service. Friday night healing and deliverance service. Come on, meet us there tonight. Those of you that never been to our services, you can meet us there tonight. You don't have to wait to Sunday. Service starts tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. The same word, same power, same Holy Ghost, no different. Praise our God. Meet us there tonight. All roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise God. Come and join us tonight. Then Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Sunday school, 9:30. Come on and meet us there. Meet us there, as a matter of fact. Come and be with us. Then morning service start at 11. 11. Come on. Come on. 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. See, I even got a time limit. Come on. I got a time limit. Everything have a time limit. Sin have a time limit. Uh-oh. Sin have a time limit. You ain't going to be there. Sickness have a time limit. Everything has a time limit to it. God is going to bring about a change. He's going to bring about a change in your life if you can well only believe. And come on, again, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Do you have the power that we're supposed to have? Come on. Hallelujah. My friend, my brother, my time is come and gone. But today, praise our God, as I often say, I have to get up and leave you, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, be of good courage. Hold your head up high. God will be right there. If you believe. If you believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that are tuning into Cypress Audio. We thank you now, God, that you have touched us in your word. We pray now, God, hallelujah, for those that are listening. We pray for strength over them now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, Father. Those that are seeking you, we thank you for giving them the gift of the Holy Ghost and the enduring power to walk through what they're in. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Listen, my time is coming gone for today. We love you, we pray for you, and we hope to see you, and we will see you in the move of God. Know this, he is who he say he is. He's a miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.